This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A county jail in western Illinois is now closed due to a lack of correctional officers. The roughly two dozen inmates who were being housed in the Warren County Jail have been relocated to the Mercer County Jail in nearby Aledo. Warren County State's Attorney Andy Doyle says it's always been tough for the county to keep correctional officers on staff.
Basically, we pay $7 less than Knox County. So anytime we get somebody hired, get them trained, they get a little experience, they go to where they can make more money.
Doyle says full staffing would be 10 correctional officers, but the county rarely has more than six. And this week, one officer resigned at a time when three others were out on various types of leave.
It really became a short-term problem that we just did not have enough staff to run the jail.
Doyle says an ideal shift would be two correctional officers and a jail administrator. But he says far too often, there is only one officer on duty to oversee as many as 30 inmates.
That's a constant and ongoing issue. It is a safety concern for both the people that are in custody and the correctional officers that the staff levels are at what they are.
Doyle says three correctional officers are on active duty, with three others returning from leave soon. He says the goal is to pair them with a few new hires.
And so we're hoping within the next couple weeks to at least bring a portion back and house them in Warren County. But it's all going to depend because it's a constant rotation of people going on vacation or sick or whatever the case is.
Doyle says in the meantime, Warren County will have to transport its inmates to and from the Mercer County Jail for court. And he says Warren County will pay Mercer County $40 per inmate per day, or nearly $30,000 a month. Doyle says the jail's budget cannot handle that, so the county will have to find the money elsewhere to pay for the out-of-town housing. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.